This way, Kartik says, running toward them. The voices grow louder. The accents are hard and rough. The mud thickens as the fog lifts. In the water are perhaps a dozen people of all sorts, from old women to dirty-faced children. One of the old women sings a seafaring song, stopping only for the violent coughing fits that rack her body. Her dress is little more than rags. She is so caked in mud she folds into the murk like a shadow. As she sings, she dips a shallow pan into the Thames and brings it up. With quick fingers, she picks through the pan while shaking it, searching for what, I'm sure I don't know.
Mudlarks, Kartik explains. They sift through the Thames for whatever they can find of value to sell or keep. Rags, bones, a bit of tin or coal from a passing ship. If they're lucky, they might find the purse of a sailor who met with a bad end. That is, if the riverman's hook hasn't found him first.
I make a face. But to wade into the Thames. Kartik shrugs.
It's far better than being a tosher, I can tell you that.
What, pray, is a tosher?
Much like a mudlark, but they scour the sewers for their finds.
What a wretched existence! Kartik takes on a hard tone.
It is a means to live. Life isn't always fair.
The comment is meant to sting, and it does. We fall into quiet. You're the one always speaking of fate and destiny. How do you explain their lot, then? Is it their fate to suffer so? Kartik shoves his hands into his pockets.
Suffering isn't destiny, nor is ignorance.
A woman's voice cuts through the fog.
What's the river give you tonight? Love, I got apples and stuffing,
another shouts back. They fall into loud gales of laughter. They found apples and stuffing here, I ask. Kartik grins.
It's Cockney rhyme. The last word is a rhyme for the word they mean. I've got apples and stuffing really means I got nothing, or as she'd say, I got nothing.
Oi, Kartik!
One of the urchins stumbles up from the filth and muck of the river.
Been waiting on you, mate.
We were delayed, Toby.
He apologises to the mud-coated boy with a bow. Toby nears, and so does his smell. It is a horrible mixture of stagnant river water, rubbish, and worse. I dare not think about what lives in his ragged clothes. My stomach lurches, and I find I have to breathe through my mouth so as not to swoon.
How is the treasure hunting?
Kartik asks. He thinks he's clever, but he's got his hand at his chin. His fingers cover his nose.
Not grand, but not bad, neither.
Toby holds out his palm. In it is an odd collection. A small lump of coal, two hairpins, a tooth, a shilling. Every bit of it is coated in filth. He smiles widely, revealing a lack of teeth.
That'll buy a pint of ale.
Toby views me suspiciously.
A lady in gent's trousers?
I'm certain the horror shows on my face. Kartik raises an eyebrow.
Can't fool everyone.
Toby jingles the loot in his hand.
She's no beauty, mate, but she looks clean. How much?
I do not understand straight away, but when I do, a fierce rage overtakes me.
Why, I...
Kartik wraps his hand over my fist and stays it.
Sorry, mate, she's with me,
he says. Toby shrugs and adjusts his grimy cap.
Meant no harm.
Big Ben announces the hour. The great chime cuts through the fog and I feel it in my belly.
Let's take a walk, eh?
Toby says.
The cheek of it, I grumble.
She's no beauty, mate. He thought me no better than a prostitute, and yet why is it that this statement is the one that pierces me through?